Hello, everybody. My name is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, coming soon to Facebook. If we could all settle down here in the studio, we will be starting in just a moment. Gil, James and Steven, are they ready? Okay, all right. Okay, James and Steven to the set, please. James and Steven to the set. And we're on in 5, 4, 3. Hit it!
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Woo! Ooh. Hello, everybody!
Hello. How's everyone doing?
How are you, Steven?
I'm good.
So
I know. It's been a while.
Hello, everybody. Nico, Vula. Hello.
Hello. How was everyone?
Looking gorgeous as always, Vula.
Is that a new caftan you have?
Ooh. It looks nice and light for the summer.
That's right.
Hello, everyone. All right, if we can just take a seat, we'll get started here. Tawny's got our mimosas coming out, I believe. Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. You can't look at Tawny.
Okay.
Careful there.
All right, so. Oh.
These are great.
These mimosas are refreshing. Thank you, Tawny. All right, well, let's get down to business. We have a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
As well as, we'll be ending the show with Aunt Anita's stupid-ass question. Last week, Aunt Anita was on stupidasskquestions.com, and we have one more of those that we're going to air here.
Yes.
If you didn't get it on stupidasskquestions.com.
Which is great. Com.
Yeah, so
I've
fun.
I've been listening to them. They're so fun.
Hysterical and fun.
So
and
fun.
Love it.
I know.
Love it. All right, so, Steven, what's been going on with you?
Not much.
End of summer.
End of summer.
We're gearing up to our 100th episode.
That's
here
it.
We are, Sunday Morning Most episode
99.999.
We're pushing it. We just keep pushing it back.
That's it.
But next week, this is it. You're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
We've been preparing for it.
In all its glory.
You are. You're going to love it. That's live right. From the Laurie Jean Fan Frillo Performing Arts Theater. Yep.
Yeah.
So, Steven, sorry, what's been going on with you? Here we are in
not
summer.
Not much. Just working and trying to make the most of the summer that hasn't been that great, you know, with the weather and everything being the way it is.
And we've had our shows, which have been going wonderfully.
Amazing.
We actually have another show coming up on October 2nd.
October 2nd.
Sales should be, tickets should be on sale this week for those tickets. So keep an eye out for that on Facebook and on our website and all that. But Friday, October 2nd, Anita and Gina will be at the Daryl Roth Theater in Union Square. So mark it down on your calendar.
It's really exciting.
Three weeks away, 4 weeks away. What are we?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty good this summer.
Yeah. I mean, just trying to make the most of it, really.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Making the most of our time.
True, true. And we are gearing up, actually, in addition to all these other things, for our fourth season, our fourth year of Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Crazy.
I can't believe it.
Who can't believe it.
But I'm so excited because we're actually going to be doing a totally new format.
That's it. Whole new setup. Which is exciting.
It's really exciting. Yeah, I don't know how much we should give away. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, but it's totally new format.
Yeah.
Totally new format. Some new voices.
Things that you've never heard or seen before.
Some new characters. and what's, I think, most exciting is we're going to be available for download more than once a week.
Which is great.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And I think I am going to be starting my own little segment for the show.
I love it.
I'm hesitant to say it because it's personal.
Okay,
I need to lose some weight.
All right.
And I'm thinking that if I start my own segment here on SundayMorningMimosa.com about my journey to lose some weight, that it may help me finally freaking effing be able to do it.
And just do it.
You know?
Well, a friend.
Well, let me just say first, with anyone who may not know exactly what I look like, because we have listeners from all over the world. Hello,
that's
everybody.
Right. Hello, how are
hello,
you?
Hello, Germany. We have some listeners in Germany.
Amazing.
It's crazy. Hello, France. Crazy. I'm no Ruby from, what's that show? Lifetime? Is that another women's Oxygen?
Oh,
I don't know. There's a show about that highly overweight woman.
And now she lost a lot of weight.
Well.
Didn't she?
But she's still huge.
Okay.
Like, she was like bedridden huge. Like, she was like, you know what I'm talking about, right? She was like a 1,000-pound woman.
But now, like, doesn't she go around and, like, motivate people? And
I don't know. I mean, she's still very large.
Okay.
She's still, like, 500 pounds.
Wow.
So
she's a very large woman.
I know that, but I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I need to do it. Okay. I just need to F and do it. Well, so I'm going to need help from our fans and our listeners and our friends. So that's I'm going to be starting that, and I hope some of you can join me on that little journey.
Well, there's a friend of ours, a close friend to Sunday Morning Mimosa, Mother May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who has, who's a part of, like, kind of like the Biggest Loser version of, in where she lives, where she's from.
Uh-huh.
They did, like, some kind of, like, Subway is doing something with that, I think, for her, in her town. And she's a big part of that, and she's been, like, working out. And I catch her on Facebook all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on a diet since I was 5.
No.
So I don't want it to really be a diet. Don't really want it to be,
you want,
like,
it to be a life-changing.
I want it to be a lifestyle. I want it, and it's okay if it, you know, if I set my goal weight at 1 Olsen twin. It may take me, you know, a long time to get there, but I don't want to do a crash diet. I don't want to do, like, obsessive working out of the gym.
No, because it's not going to...
No, I want to do something that is something I can keep up for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
So, I was talking about giving up drinking, but we know that won't last.
Well, hello. Hello. Cheers to you.
But, so, cheers to that. Speaking of which, thank you for these roses. So, for those of you who are interested in starting that journey with me to a new, healthy you...
I think it's great.
I think I may call it Losing Olsen.
Oh.
Losing Olsen.
Why not?
What is that, like 50 pounds? 25 pounds?
Sopping wet.
So we'll see how that goes. But be on the lookout for that. But I would love to hear if you guys are interested in doing that with me and getting some feedback on that.
I love that. That's great.
I want to start that. I've been very hesitant to do it. I've been talking about it for a long time. But, you know, and I've tried to do it on my own. And I've tried to do it,
It's tough.
Yeah, it's... But it's not hard. That's the thing. It's not effing hard, right?
No, it shouldn't
be. Moving on. Enough of this pity party. Hot topics. Whitney Houston.
Oh, can I?
Whitney.
Just tell you.
Houston.
It saddens me. It saddens me. Well, I told you.
Well,
recently,
I went to see
her at the Good Morning America taping in Central Park.
We have connections like that.
You know, why not? And I have to say, I was so excited to see her because I'd never experienced her live or seen her live ever before.
Right.
So I was very excited about that whole thing. And, you know, she came out and I was so excited and I was so ready for her to, like, kick ass. And, you know, I thought this would be a whole new coming out party for her. You know, like, here I am and I'm better than ever, you know, kind of thing. And unfortunately, she had some throat issues and throat problems. That she blamed on Oprah.
Why not blame Oprah?
Well, apparently she had just filmed...
I blame Oprah for a lot of things.
Well, yes. But apparently she had just filmed a whole, like, two-day special that's going to be airing, I think, September 14th and 15th. You know, on ABC.
On Oprah.
And apparently she had done that the day before she flew out to New York to do this concert in Central Park. And apparently it was so emotional that she said this out loud to the audience... That was the reason why she wasn't in good voice. And the one thing, though, that got me was it was very funny, and I really had to laugh about it, which is sad. But in the middle of one of her new songs, I don't know if it was Million Dollar Bill or if it was I Look to You, she asks the audience to help her out with the song.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, you're in the process, you're here, you're like, bitch. I've never heard the fucking song. How am I supposed to help you? How do I help you if I don't know the song?
Right.
Like, so it was so funny. I turned to my roommate who was with me, and I was just like, I gave him a blank look like, are you kidding me? You just asked us to help out with a song that we don't know. And it was just, it was unfortunate. It was very raspy. It was very...
Did you see the televised performance?
I didn't get to... I was going to DVR and I didn't get a chance to, but I did see clips on YouTube.
What did you think about that? Did they change anything? Was it fixed up?
No, it didn't sound fixed up at all, which is funny because I thought it would be doctored maybe because it was taped and pre-recorded, but it was filming the next day. So, I mean, it was filmed the day before, and they aired it the next day. So I guess you can't...
No, I haven't heard much of the new album, but you've listened to it.
I listened to a few songs on it. I like it. It's not anything to write home about.
The music or her vocals or as a whole, what do you think?
The vocals on the album are great.
Okay.
I think that they're pretty good. Okay. And I enjoy the sound. She's got a different sound. It's a little raspier. It's a, you know, it's not as... Yeah, it's not as full sounding. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't know. There's nothing on it that like makes me want to listen to it all day.
Right.
You know, there's no big songs.
It's no I Turn to You.
Exactly.
No, wait. What was her song? What was her? My Love Is Your Love.
My Love Is Your Love. No. She did that, though.
Did she?
At the, I don't know if it was televised. Singing? No. Not well, at least.
Oh.
It was supposed to be an impromptu selection that she did just for us.
It's too bad because I thought that Greatest Hits album that came out
was fantastic.
With all the remixes of My Love Is Your Love. And, so amazing.
That was a great album. That's a great CD.
And I know Joe loved that. Joe has said to me before that's one of his favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I have. It's
Hello to Joe, who's not here with us today, but
no, hi Joe. Shout out to you. One of these is called like Slam Down, and one's like Throw Down or something. It's like two discs.
Oh, there's two CDs.
It's two CDs on it.
Oh, the Greatest Hits.
The Greatest Hits.
The new one.
The Greatest Hits. I think the new one's got like 10 songs.
Right.
You know, but it makes me wonder, like, what was she doing in the studio? Like, how did they get her to sound that good? And did she go whenever she was in Good Voice, and that was it?
You know, it's amazing to me because
there
are so many artists that don't sing, and they sound great on their album.
Yeah,
you know, like Britney Spears, and it's all right. We're not going to get into Britney
Spears.
Gil's giving me the sign.
Gil's like, wrap it up. You're talking too much about what you're passionate about. But
So. We're going to leave you today with a segment that Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina Marie did for StupidAskQuestions.com.
That's right.
And be sure to go to StupidAskQuestions.com. You can submit questions for Aunt Anita's brand new advice column that she's going to be doing.
Which will be great.
So fun.
It'll be great.
So fun. So check that out. Don't forget to be on the lookout for tickets that will be on sale shortly for Anita and Gina live at the Daryl Roth Theater in Union Square. It's going to be an all-night party.
Love it.
They're going to do a performance of the prequel that they did all summer with scenes that were... I should probably say it.
Say it right away. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they have a whole title for it.
Here it is. All right. Anita M. Buffum and Gina Marie Ritali starring in the prequel, Uncut, the two-disc Diamond Deluxe Edition with deleted scenes and never-before-seen interviews.
I mean, what's better
than that? Hello.
What is better than
that? So even if you already saw it this summer, come again.
Come again. It's going to be a whole new
experience.
Because
we're
going to
do stuff that was cut.
Yes.
And after the show, Stevie NYC from StevieNYC.com is going to interview Anita and Gina in an Inside the Actors Studio style interview. So you'll be there to ask questions if you want.
Don't forget.
And it should just be a great time.
It's
a great time.
What an experience.
And right in Union Square. So easy to get to.
And what a great venue. You know, what a great spot.
Yeah.
What a great new chance for them.
Hello.
Wonderful.
They're doing it up.
I'm excited.
So we leave you with this. Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina Marie on StupidAskQuestions.com. Enjoy. And make sure to tune in next week for our 100th episode, finally. And we will be back shortly with new season.
That's it. Wow. Season 4.
I can't even believe it. Ooh. Hi.
That's a story.
We'll leave it on that note. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.
Did you hear that the Paula Abdul is going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, apparently, I don't know if she's going to be a judge or a dancer or something, but apparently, I mean, they kicked her out of the American Idols. So
I can't believe it. I mean, she really, that's the only reason why I watched.
Well, she's so gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
She's so, and you know who else, speaking of gorgeous, I nearly died the other day when I saw Kirstie Alley on TV. She's lost a lot of weight.
Has
honey.
She? Yes?
She
balloons up and down, honey.
Well, she looks gorgeous.
Up and down.
I mean, she's so. I immediately went to my the TiVo because I've got TiVo. Look Who's Talking To.
Oh,
remember that? God. Oh, honey,
oh,
she
honey.
The acting chops on that girl.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, if you had that, you definitely wouldn't be here.
Oh,
with story.
Forget it. Oh, God.
If you could act like that, you would have been a star.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
What?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Look at what's going on.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Here we're just trying to do a job here.
Oh,
hello, everybody. I am Aunt Anita M. Buffum.
And I'm Aunt Gina Marie Ritali.
And you know us from Sunday Morning Mimosa.com.
That's right.
But we're here at Stupid Ask Questions on the interwebs.
That's right.
We're going to answer some viewers'
questions. Really?
I
mean, I
guess that's what
that
we're
are stupid
doing.
In nature, I guess.
Stupid Ask Questions.
Yeah.
That's terrible, huh?
I mean, I don't
think. That's right. It's actually racist.
Is it?
Well, I mean, aren't these Afro...
what? I wouldn't say it.
Children with special...
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, really? Is that what you thought?
Well, I'm sure it's from inner-city educated people.
Well, whatever it's from, we're answering
I don't know if I can be a part of this. I don't want people to think that I'm racist.
Well, honey, you I'm
an Italian woman married to a Jew.
I'm not racist. Please, honey. Far from it.
All right, let's get down to business.
Oh, my goodness.
You read this question.
All right, let me see this.
Because I'm pretty fuming mad about this whole racism deal. I mean, look, we've got a black president.
I know! Well, we would have voted for him, but we didn't vote.
Well, if I knew he was black, I wouldn't have voted. But,
no?
Well, I didn't vote. We don't vote.
Don't
okay, go ahead.
Well, whatever. You know, anybody would have been better than that Sarah Palin bitch.
I am shocked at your language.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, she just fires me up.
She's very beautiful, though.
Well, yeah, she's got that going.
All right, go ahead. All right.
So, dear stupidest questions.
Dark ones.
That's right. I found a lipstick tube in my car ashtray the other day.
Oh.
Now, it's not my color. And I asked my husband if he knew anything about it. And he said he gave his grandmother a ride the other day and that it must be hers. Should I believe him? Well.
Well, I guess it would depend on the color.
Well, I guess
even then you can never be sure. All the colors that ladies are wearing nowadays are all different.
Oh, they're all different now. But I'm telling you right now that if it's an older woman's lipstick, you know back in the day that my mother only used to wear that one shade. It was like that
fire engine.
It was like an orange fire engine red color.
Yes. Well, she would do the lip liner in the orange.
Yes, honey. And
the
then,
tangerine
you know,
drink.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, it was a signature color back in the day. So if it's this color, it, you know, an orangey red color from like, who knows when, maybe
a long
the 50s
time ago.
Or the 40s.
Well,
honey.
It was made out of whale blubber, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You heard about that.
Yes.
Oh, God, no.
Well, that was when it was really good.
Well, yeah.
That's
yeah.
when they used
oh,
to do good makeup.
Our lips always were moist back then.
Yeah, well, and it would stay on for days,
oh,
honey.
Oh, God.
Days.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they would make more makeups out of animal byproducts.
Well, hello. Well, you know, but now it's not correct.
Well, no. I understand.
It's not right. And there's, you know, all those PETAs and...
PETA.
Yeah, and then the...
PETA, right?
What's the other animal agency? AAAA or something
RSVP?
ASPC. Poo,
the ASRSVP,
you know?
I think.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, God, honey.
But, I don't know. Should she be worried? I wouldn't really worry. I could check the color, honey. If it's a natural color, then you should be concerned.
Be worried, honey, because that's what the girls are wearing these days.
Unless they're whores.
Well, yeah.
The whores wear the dark, like the purples
and
all that.
That's right. And then you got to be careful.
I guess you have to worry then, too, don't you?
Oh, God.
Oh, honey, if it's anything other than a red or a tangerine dream, I would be concerned.
Because then a grandmother's not wearing it.
No.
Not wearing it. Wow.
Well, this has been such a fun week here.
Yeah.
It's stupid ass questions. I can't believe it's jumped.
How wonderful has it been?
Well, it's been a pretty big jerk.
Oh, I guess. Well, I can't wait to tell everybody that we're going to be on.
We should tell people. Oh, you know who I'm going to tell? Linda Scavulla.
Oh, I bet she's.
I'm going to tell Linda Scavulla.
Linda Scavulla's going to shit her pants.
She is. And we should also tell Debbie Graham.
Oh, good.
Debbie Graham from Mary Magdalene Cosmetics.
Oh, and doesn't this lipstick question really relate?
It does. Now, peoples, if you're listening, we also sell a cosmetic line called Mary Magdalene Cosmetics.
That's right.
You know, you get all the classy colors. You got the crucifixion red.
That's right.
You've got the Tears of Mary turquoise in the eyeshadow.
God. Oh, my God.
You got what's the glitter there?
Oh, God, Mary at the Disco.
The Mary at the Disco glitter.
Baby Jesus, Bubblegum. Baby Jesus.
Bubblegum
pink. Bubblegum pink.
Yes, well, that's
right.
My
Ooh, that's a tongue twister.
That's my signature.
That's a tongue twister.
That's my signature.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I wear that all the time.
All the time?
I wear it in the eyeshadow and the lips and then the blush.
Oh, my God.
Well, then there's that full coverage, the cover up there.
The concealer?
The concealer, the duck and cover.
Yeah.
Wearing that with duck and cover.
Oh, God, I love that.
Are you wearing that now over your black eye? Because it looks like it's pretty.
No, I mean, I had a little accident and, you know, but things are clearing up right away.
How's your husband, Frankie?
Oh, he's doing fine. He's doing fine. Oh, what's that other color that came out for Easter? What was that Easter color? Remember that?
No.
The canary yellow.
Carry Your Own Cross, Canary Yellow. That's what it was.
Oh, God. Now, that was a signature color.
That was a signature color.
Now, that's a nice color.
That is a nice color.
Well, you can wear that all year round, though.